Good to be back with you. Been away for a couple of weeks. I see that some folks are still away vacationing, but that's what part of what summer is about. You know, I appreciated that song we sang, that God is not done with this city. You know, Detroit may be bankrupt, but how many know our God is not bankrupt, huh? Amen? It's not just the Detroit Tigers that where something's happening here. God is here. He is working here. And I'm glad that our church can be a part of that. I've got a question for you, a question you might want to just ask to yourself. It goes like this. What are you doing here? What are you doing here at this church, this particular day? Why here? Why this church? Well, some of the answers that I get when I ask people that are the kinds that you see up on the screen right now. Come to worship the Lord, to experience His presence. How many would identify with those? Came to worship the Lord, okay. How about learn His word? All right, I'm glad there's some of those that wanted to, because that's what I do. I'm glad there's some people who want to hear about that. Fellowship with others, serve God with your gifts, raise your family God's way. These are the typical things that I hear from people, and they're all good things. How many of you would say that most, if not all of those things, are the reasons why you're here today? Okay, good. Well, congratulations. Those are all good biblical reasons. But guess what? Stony is not the only place where you can do those things. There are many great churches in this area, some within shouting distance, where you can do all of those things. We don't have a monopoly on God here. And if that's so, why are you here in this church today instead of some other church? Well, maybe you're a regular here and you have your reasons. Or maybe you're visiting today and you don't know yet if this is the place for you. Or maybe you've been here for a while and you're still not sure. Today, we're asking and hopefully answering the question, why Stony instead of some other church? What's unique about this church? What is it that makes Stony Creek Church the best fit for you or not? It's an important question, isn't it? Because if there's a better place for you than this, why are you wasting your time here? On the other hand, if this is God's place for you, and yet you're not convinced of that at this point, maybe you need some further insight or some additional prodding, maybe to get you off the fence and so that you can put down some roots. Don't be a Christian tumbleweed. You know what a tumbleweed is? It kind of detaches from its root and it just blows around all over the place. And some Christians are like that. And they get to see a lot of scenery, but they don't have any roots. And roots are essential for a Christ follower. And so our main idea today, the one thing you need to remember if you forget everything else that I say, and if you're taking notes, and you should be, you want to write it down. It goes like this. If God has called you here to Stony Creek Church, join in the work passionately. Passionately. Hear that P pop there? Passionately. Some of you maybe have joined in the work, but not passionately. All right? We're talking about that goal of passion today. Now, let me give you a few disclaimers. You know, lots of commercials have disclaimers these days, especially or drugs or an ad for a car or a special offer of some kind, and they tag on the end to the ad somebody talking so fast you can barely understand what they're saying. I often say, I'm glad my life doesn't depend on understanding what this person is saying, because I'd be dead. But not so here at Stony Creek Church. Here, I'm going to give you the disclaimers right up front. I'm going to tell you what you won't find at Stony Creek Church. First of all, first thing in your outline there, a superstar pastor. Oh, go on. Maybe a superstar associate pastor, right? But not a superstar pastor. I'm not on TV. I'm not on the radio. I don't have any best-selling books yet. Well, who knows? I don't know, man. You see this thing I'm writing. I don't think it's going to be on the New York Times bestseller list, but who knows? And my teeth are not so bright that when I smile, you need sunglasses, anything like that. You won't see me on the cover of GQ or Rolling Stone magazine. Some pastors are really good at stand-up comedy. In fact, as good at that as they are at teaching the Bible, maybe even better. But that's not me. Every once in a while, I may say something dumb enough that gets a chuckle or two. Thank you. I will treasure that. I will treasure that for weeks. Thank you so much. But normally, I'm as serious as a heart attack. And Debbie sometimes asks me, why do you always laugh at your own jokes? And I say, well, somebody has to, you know. And then Johnny will say, no, that's not true. Nobody has to. But that's not me. Okay, second thing, a crowd to get lost in. Some folks like a church where they can stay lost in the crowd. No close friends, no commitments, no delays on the way out the door, on the way to the parking lot, after church. Now, there is an upside to this, and I really mean this seriously. It provides anonymity for the person who just wants to check out Christianity without feeling pressured by people around him who maybe know him and are going to, maybe just put a little undue pressure on there. And that can really be a good thing. But here at Stony Creek Church, you're not going to get lost in the crowd. We do try to walk a fine line. We're try to be an open and friendly church and accepting of every person who walks in the door. And yet, at the same time, we want to respect your personal space. If you don't want us to talk to you and you want to stand in the corner, okay, we'll respect that. But, we're not big enough here for you to get lost in the crowd. And so if you're here, you're going to get noticed. You're going to get greeted. You're going to get befriended. We're going to want to, kind of get you in on things here at Stony. So there's no crowd here to get lost in. Third, a massive facility. Again, not us. God blessed us with this facility in the year 2000 when we purchased it. And for 19 months, we renovated this building, had lots of fun doing it. It was a great project, brought us together. And then we moved in the spring of 2002. And of course, we're grateful to the Lord for this facility, but we know it's not the Palace of Auburn Hills. Some churches have enormous worship centers with all kinds of stuff. This is Willow Creek Community Church that you see up here on the screen. They'll have things like banquet halls and sports centers and bookstores and coffee shops and auto repair garages and children's facilities, that surpass anything that Chuck E. Cheese has ever dreamed of. And it's all very impressive, and I'm not criticizing that. In fact, I say, God bless them. May they use it to his glory. But that's not Stony. Maybe someday, who knows? But not now. That's not where we're at this point. Another disclaimer here, you won't find at Stony an endless assortment of programs. Some churches have a ministry to every conceivable type person and need. And when you walk in the door on Sunday, they hand you what, you know, almost a small phone book for their bulletin. And why is that? Because there's so much going on at that church during the week. They've got classes and home study groups on, you know, every subject, you name it. Sports teams, music and drama, dance, aerobics, recovery groups for every kind of an addiction you can imagine. There are committees that plan things and teams that prepare to go out on mission trips and to various places in the world and places to plant churches and other parts of the country. And it's awesome. I really think that it's awesome that God is doing that kind of stuff in the body of Christ today. But at this point, that's not Stony. We're not doing all those kinds of things. And so if that's a must for you, that's a non-negotiable, you got to have that, you know, if you're going to settle down somewhere, well, we're going to fall short at that point, very obviously. Next, another disclaimer. You will not find Broadway-caliber entertainment here at Stony. There are churches that will only allow professional musicians up on the stage, on their praise team. And you even need a master's degree just to try out, a master's degree in music, just to try out to be on their band. And they'll produce theatrical productions that use professional actors, only professional actors. And you even need tickets to attend some of their services. You got to get a ticket to come. And God can use that mightily, and he does, but that's not Stony. Next, the last disclaimer here on the list is you won't find traditional or, on the other hand, trendy styles at Stony Creek Church. If you want a minister who wears a robe in church, I might wear a robe somewhere else, but I don't usually wear one here. Or if you want a sanctuary that, you know, is got marble and stained glass windows and candles, that's not Stony. On the other hand, you're not going to find us experimenting with, you know, every latest trend that comes out, every new style. Now, of course, we don't want to be stuck in the mud if there's something we need to change. We want to be flexible to do that, but we're not going out of our way, bending over backwards to have, you know, every latest thing and the latest song and all that kind of thing. That just isn't us. We're just a, you know, casual to semi-casual style church with people from this community using our gifts and talents with contemporary style, music and media, just trying to communicate the best we can to the people around us. That's what we're about here. Okay, that's the end of the disclaimers. That's what we are not. But what are we about here at Stony Creek Church? Well, first of all, if you stick around here much at Stony, you will find out that there are three words that we use a great deal, and that is more, better, followers. Or actually, if you want to consider that and a fourth word, more and better followers of Jesus. More and better followers. To put it out a little more fully, our mission is to make more and better followers of Jesus in our community and beyond. That's what we're about here. The more is, of course, about evangelizing lost people to lead them into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what the more focuses in on, is winning people to Jesus. And the better focuses in on training believers to become mature Christ followers through things like healthy and strong families and being committed to the Word of God, learning the Word of God, learning how to worship, learning how to pray, learning how to love people, learning how to live a holy life, finding out what your spiritual gifts are so that you can serve in the body of Christ, sharing your faith with lost people, things like that. All of that contributes to making better followers, and we're all on that journey if you're a Christ follower. Now, how did we come up with these two things, more and better? I mean, why not two other things? Why not richer and more successful? Or healthier and politically active? Or famous and well-liked? I mean, why just more and better? Was that just some random thing we chose out of the air? No. It comes from Jesus himself. Before Jesus left planet Earth, before he ascended into heaven, he left his followers with a basic mission. And this is our assignment. You see it up here on the screen. Our assignment, Jesus says, is to therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Now, you'll notice here that we've got this yellow and blue print. The yellow print refers to what part of our mission? More, that's right. And the blueprint there refers to making better followers. And so you can see that our mission is rooted in this assignment that Jesus gave. It's called sometimes the Great Commission before he ascended into heaven. Now notice in this commission that he doesn't say to go and build beautiful buildings, or create endless programs, or a state-of-the-art theater. He says make more and better. Now, don't get me wrong. If a beautiful building or a world-class theater or something else like that helps you to make more and better followers, if that's what God has called us to do, then great, fine, let's pursue it. But the object is not a building. The object is not a theater. The object is not, you know, professional drama or something like that. The object is more and better followers. The other things are simply means to that end. And if we have all of that stuff, but we fail to make more and better, we have failed the assignment, and we have failed our master. And tragically, a lot of people get caught up in all those other things, but lose sight of more and better. And God forbid that that will ever happen here at Stony Creek Church. Okay, so if that's what we're about, what will you find here at Stony Creek Church? Well, let me just go through some of the things that you will see here, what you will find. And this is not a list of ministries. This is not a list of programs. No, it is a list of characteristics of things that, God willing, you will find in all of our ministries, whether it's the children's ministry or the youth ministry or the worship team or the tech team or the cleaning team or the maintenance team or the usher team or the small groups. Or the teaching, whatever it is, you will find these characteristics, God willing. First thing, Jesus and his people. Jesus and his people. Chiefly and supremely, Stony Creek Church, just like Don said a little while ago, is about Jesus Christ. We are nothing without him. He created us, he died for us, he rose from the dead to rescue us from sin and hell. We are nothing without him. We love him, we serve him, we worship him. As Colossians 1:18 says, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. But Jesus also comes with his bride. In the Bible, it's called the body of Christ. And that's us. According to Scripture, it's a package deal. Jesus is the head and we're the body. Now, some folks, they seem to want a decapitated Jesus. Just the head without the body. But that's not biblical. They get their spiritual nurture just via the internet or radio or cable TV. And I understand there are people that are shut in and there are special circumstances. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who say, well, I just don't want any part of a church or organized religion. It's just Jesus and me. That is not biblical, folks. It's a package deal. Don't decapitate Jesus. Christianity is a team sport. We're a fam. We help each other. That's Jesus working through us when we help each other. His body. We do life together here at Stony Creek Church. Next thing that you will find at Stony Creek Church, and that is priority, the priority of loving relationships. It's the love of Christ that transforms a life. How many know that? Can you say amen to that? Amen. It is the love of Christ that transforms a life, that gets the attic off crack, that restores a broken marriage, that brings peace to a shattered heart. If it was the glitz and the glamour and the high-tech gadgets and all that kind of stuff that did all of that, hey, the world wouldn't be in such a mess. Often I hear people at Stony Creek Church say, and I'm so glad when I hear it, I don't know what I would do without my church family. And they'll say that especially after or even during a tough time. Jesus said, by this, help me out when we come to the yellow print, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. That's what it's about. We're not perfect. But here you're accepted, you're loved, you're treated with respect and concern and regarded as family. You're not just a number or a name. You're a friend, you're a brother, you're a sister for whom Jesus died and rose from the dead. No matter what, we're committed to you. We love you. Next, you will find at Stony Creek Church is the gospel message up front. Up front. The gospel message is our greatest treasure. Apart from the gospel message, we are lost and going to hell. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:2, by this gospel you are saved. So whatever it is, it's pretty important. Without the gospel message, you may as well sleep in on Sunday morning. You may as well forget about church and, yes, even forget about Jesus. It's just a waste of time. What is this gospel message? It's all essential. You're on your way to hell without a gospel message. What is it? Well, I think you know, but just in case you don't, it's that Jesus died for you. He died for your sins. He was buried and he arose from the dead. That is the essence of what we're about here at Stony. To be saved, you need to trust in Jesus. And this message about him, you need to begin to follow him. And when you do, your life will be forever transformed. He will become the Lord of your life. The prime duty of the church is to proclaim this to a lost and dying world and to lead people to commit themselves to Jesus as his followers. And tragically, this is getting lost today. This is getting lost. This gospel message is getting lost. Even among Bible-believing Christians, it's getting lost under a pile of good things, very good things, like feeding the poor, helping the needy, feeding the homeless, digging wells for the thirsty, caring for the sick, and all of that kind of thing. You say, no, wait a minute, aren't we supposed to do those things? Absolutely. Yes, 100%, we are supposed to do those things. But if you do all of those things, you minister to a hurting person like that, but you don't tell them the gospel message, the life-saving message, guess what you have done? You have fed, you've clothed somebody, you've helped somebody, and then you've sent them off to hell without telling them the answer, the solution. And folks, an eternity in hell is much worse than being hungry or thirsty or naked here on planet Earth. So we need to do both, and the gospel message has to be up front in everything we do. Some churches don't do this because they're afraid of offending people, and they will even say behind closed doors, "Yeah, we don't want to offend people." But that's like a doctor who says, "You know, at this office, I refuse to talk about illness or injury. I'm just going to talk about feeling good because I don't want to offend anybody, because I know it can really hurt you to hear that you've got cancer. So I'm not going to say that because I want you to come back." Well, why would you come back? Who needs it? Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel." Why? Help me out. Because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. Next, at Stony Creek Church, the Bible is taught and lived. We teach the Bible because it's God's word without error. It is our basis for life. If you come for counseling, you're going to get counseling based on God's word. If we hold a class on money management or marriage enrichment or leadership or child rearing or whatever it may be, staying physically fit, whatever it is, it's all going to be based on God's word and on a biblical worldview. Why? Because the Bible is God's word, and our job as a church is to teach the word, to learn the word, and to live the word. Next, we're going to go through these next ones real quick because we need to tie it up here, but just to list them, commitment to excellence. We serve an excellent God. He deserves excellence in everything we do. If we're doing something shoddy, we need to improve. And we're constantly going to try to improve. Excellence is doing the best with what God gives you, always seeking to improve. And at Stony Creek Church, we have that commitment. Next, integrity is optimized. Integrity is optimized. If we're presenting Jesus to the world and preaching the gospel and teaching the word, but behind the scenes we're handling money dishonestly or compromising moral standards, then we're a bunch of hypocrites. And so we're not perfect people, but we definitely cannot compromise on basic integrity in the way we do things, because that gives Christ a black eye if we put up with that kind of stuff. This is what you will find at Stony Creek Church. These things is what you will find at Stony. By the grace of God, you will find these things at Stony Creek Church. If you're new to us and this looks like, hey, this is a fit for me, then hop aboard and sign up for that Explore class, which starts September 18th, 4 consecutive Wednesdays. If God has called you here, then join in the work passionately. Maybe you're just discovering he's just called you here and you're saying, yeah, I need to join in the work. That's the application for you. Others, maybe you need a touch from God because you've joined in the work, but you're not doing it passionately. Passionately for the Lord. That's the application for you. We're going to transition now. And we're going to celebrate what Jesus did for us. That gospel message, we're going to kind of put some flesh and bones on it by celebrating the Lord's table. So I'm going to ask the elders to prepare and the musicians. And I'd like you to just take a moment before we distribute these elements to examine your heart and ask the Lord to reveal to you what may stand between you and him. If you've never trusted in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that's the first thing you need to do. And let him transform you. Don't bother taking the communion elements if you haven't made that life-transforming decision to give your heart, to give your life to Jesus. If you have, then you need to introspect here and confess your sins, because this is a very important, solemn little celebration. Let's take that moment to introspect and pray. Father in heaven, thank you for what Jesus did. Without him, we're nothing. Thank you, Lord, for the bread that represents his broken body. Thank you for the cup that represents his poured out blood for us. As we take this, Lord, help us to remember that it's through Jesus Christ that we receive forgiveness of sins, and through him only. We confess to you our sins, Lord. And we thank you for this bread and for this cup in Jesus' name. Amen.